Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray that any sisters listening this morning is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for any sisters listening this morning that she just starts to have an understanding of you and walks with you so she can bear real fruit of the Spirit. Nothing that's counterfeit or of her own imagination, but the real thing, the real fruit of the Spirit that's pleasing in your sight and is conformed to the image of your Son. Ask all these prayers you send in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going back to Isaiah 33, talking about what it's like when the Lord is revealed, okay? Left off yesterday, it says at verse 16, "He shall dwell on high, his place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks." That's another important thing, too, you need to know. This is Psalm 91 also. It's just, it's a lot. You really need to get tucked away and hidden in Christ. Because where it says that his place of defense shall be the munition of rocks, like he's protected, okay? Now, this place is going to become, it already is, okay? All these riots and things like that, they're demonic, okay? And they're going to get worse, okay? This place is just, it's going to become dangerous, very dangerous, okay? You're going to need protection. And you hear Christians turning on to so foolish guns and things like that. Your protection is Christ, okay? It's Christ Jesus. That's the only protection from Satan, okay? And demonic forces, okay? If you turn on to the work of your own hands, then you're now a part of the world, and that is just not safe, okay? You need real faith. Okay, and he'll develop that in you, okay? But you see this with our brothers and sisters, for example, overseas, you know what I mean? They don't turn to things like guns and all that nonsense, okay? Their faith is in the Lord, and you see them. They're able to smuggle Bibles, you know, past guards and sneak things because, you know, there's angels there. They blind people, okay? They make ways of escape for people, okay? God opens doors that others can't see, okay? It's supernatural protection, okay? But it's the real thing, okay? And it's the only thing that's going to... I'll talk about this later on when we start to get more specific into things like protection. But it's the only thing that's going to keep you safe, okay? The only thing, okay? Don't be deceived. I'll talk more about that later, okay? But your protection isn't God. That's the only, you can never, just remember that, you can never, ever, ever pick up a gun to protect yourself from a devil, okay? And that's what these things are that are running the streets. It's demonic, okay? And it's just the beginning, okay? You cannot protect yourself from Satan. Only Christ can, okay? And he is your protection, being tucked away and hidden in Christ, okay? This is Psalm 91. The whole psalm is important. But this is Psalm 91. Let's start at verse 5. It says, "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." Okay, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Okay, look at that again. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Okay, so congratulations to the poor people who don't have a whole bunch of money to go out and buy a whole bunch of stuff and protect yourself, right? Doesn't matter. All you need is him. Okay? Congratulations to the weak who can't go out and buy a whole bunch of guns and you're looking around thinking, what am I going to do? Okay? You don't need it. Okay, he's your protection. But woe unto you, okay, whose protection is your money and stocking up on food, if the Lord has not commanded you to do so. Woe unto you. Woe unto you if your protection is a bunch of guns and not the Almighty God. There's no faith there. Okay? There's no faith there. God needs to be your refuge. If he is specifically commanding you to do something, then you do it. But if he's not, and you're going out and doing it yourself, it's not going to work. It's not going to work, and you're going to be humbled. And you're going to be humbled. And it's dangerous. Okay? It's even dangerous. Because you're not going to be covered the way Scripture says that you need to. Your faith, first and foremost, needs to be in him. Okay? He is your protection. Okay? This is the Word of God. It will stand firm. You will see it fulfilled. Those whose faith is in the Almighty God for their protection will be safe. Those whose faith is in the work of their own hands will fall, period. There's no middle ground. Okay? So just we'll leave it with that last verse again. It says, he shall dwell on high, his place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. It'll be safe. Okay? Father, I just ask for your sister starting her day that she has a glorious day, abounding in the Spirit and just bearing fruit for your glory. And just dwelling in you and walking you all day and obeying you all day. Ask all these pretty voices in Jesus' name. Amen.